afternoon, colleagues. In closing this procession, I'm Tim Roach. I'm the regional chair of the TUC Yorkshire and Humber. And lots of what I was going to say has already been said, as is always the way when you go on last. But while I was standing there waiting, I was just looking at the Sheffield Eye there, and you'll see there's one VIP car. I assume that's Clegg's VIP car. So I hope he's bloody sitting in there listening to what I've got to say now. Because first of all, let's examine what the right-wing press are saying following Wednesday's announcement. They say proudly that the richest 20% of the country are going to have to contribute 5.7% more, while the 20% of the poorest in our country are going to lose 7.7%, as if that's some kind of achievement. What are they really trying to say? Are they really trying to pretend that we're all in it together? I know which one I'd rather be at, the 20% richest or the 20% poorest. And what about the Tories? What about their agenda? What's always been their agenda? Well, what we call the most vulnerable in our society, those in need of welfare help, the Tories call the lazy, the shirkers, the scroungers, and that's a disgrace. And what about their achievements and how they're trying to achieve dismantling the welfare state? What's their tactic this time? Well, first of all, they've overhyped the extent of the cuts. They know damn well that the cuts aren't needed to the degree that they're talking about. And they're also not blaming the people that we should be blaming. That's the financial institutions like the bank that's behind us there. They're the real ones to blame, and they're the ones who should contribute and pay for this. And what about jobs and the economy? What are they saying about that? Well, first of all, they're saying that their mates in the private sector are going to create jobs faster than the Tories are dismissing and dismantling them. Well, they better be bloody quick, because they're dismantling all of your jobs pretty damn fast, I know. And they also reckon that, as far as they're concerned, they're going to create wealth in this community and people are going to start spending, and that's going to bring back economic growth and boom. People aren't going to spend a bean because A, they're not going to have any jobs, and anyone who does is lucky enough to still have a job are going to be so frightened of their job security they're not going to have any money to spend at all. But what about the future of this country? What about young people? Well, first of all, schools. Okay, it's one thing that the Tories have announced that there's not going to be any money to build new schools. That's bad enough. But the bit they're not telling you is there's nothing in school budgets to maintain existing schools. So where are we going? Back to the 80s again. Leaking roofs, schools falling down around their ears, parents having to run raffles for their kids to try and buy essential books and put meals on the table for kids. But what about university tuition fees? Where are we going there? They've hiked them up through the roof again and again. We're going back to the days when I was young. And in my family, there was never even any discussion about whether I went to university or not. My parents couldn't afford it. And the only people who are going to be able to afford it are the people who have got rich kids. They'll be able to send them on from their private schools onto university as well. So that all of our children will never be able to realise their dreams and their aspirations simply because they're not going to be able to afford it. But worst of all, what's the most disgusting thing I've seen on television for many, many years? And I know it's been said once or twice, but it deserves a mention again. On Wednesday, when Gideon Osborne delivered his speech and he sat down, what did you see? All the Tories jumping up, more, more, patting him on the back. What do you mean more? You should be bloody ashamed of yourself. You should be sitting down with your head between your legs. Yeah. But where to now? That's the most important bit for me about today. As chair of the regional TUC, Yorkshire and Humber, where to now? We either all walk away from here, we've got two choices, comrades. We all walk away from here and we say, well, I've done my bit. I got wet in the rain on a Saturday in Sheffield and I turned up for a couple of hours and listened to a few people speak. And we go back to our communities and our homes and our workplaces and we keep our head down, like we've been trained to do for the last 20 or 30 years, and we hope that it misses us but hits the poor sod behind us. Or the alternative. What's the alternative then? Well, the alternative is that we fight. The alternative is that this is the start of a process, not the end of one. That you go back to your workplaces and you campaign. You put protests on in your communities. You fight at every given opportunity. You campaign with your church groups, your voluntary sector, your charities. Of course, the trade union movement. And who's going to lead that? The people who have led this rally today, and that's the TUC. Both in the region and nationally, we're going to lead and we're going to fight. All the way to the May elections next year, when we run these bastards out of local office. Then the general election, when the cracks start appearing into crevices, we'll run them out of national office and we'll turn this country where it should always be. And that's with Labour. Thank you for coming and safe journey home. Thank you.